CliffCentral.com.
All right. Do you want to hear the best songs of summer? I know it's not summer now, but the best songs of summer
go all
the way back to 1982. Mm. And it is going to start warming up. Tomorrow is the 1st of August. So let's start getting into it. All right. We'll start in 1982, and then we'll get through. See if you can name a couple of these. This will be a fun exercise for us. All right. So if you can name as many of these songs as possible, you win. Play it against someone else in the office, or if you're in the car, then see how many you can get on your own. Ready? Come on, you know this.
Survivor, the tiger with me.
Survivor.
That's correct. Nice, Ben.
Sting.
No, you. The Police.
Ooh, Prince.
Very good.
Winter's cry.
Yeah.
Cheers for fears.
Danny Kaye.
Madonna.
Right.
Papa Don't Preach.
Oh, that's Heart.
Don't know this one.
Who is that?
I don't know that one.
Oh, that's going to drive me crazy unless I...
Peter Gabriel?
What are the lyrics? I can Google quickly.
No, no, no. It's Roll With It, Steve Winwood. Are you happy with that? Can we move on?
Yep, let's.
All right.
Whatever you do,
Richard Marx.
I will be right here waiting for you.
Mariah.
No, not Eric. I
will die for you.
Hey,
you can do side bends or sit ups.
Yes. That's right.
Who is this again?
1992.
Run
DMC?
Is it Run DMC?
No,
Who is it?
Hammer Pants.
No, MC Hammer, no.
It's a Mix-a-Lot.
UB40,
there
you go.
Yeah.
Oh, O for
One. Waterfalls,
TLC. Oh, this is classic.
Hi.
Macarena, Los del Rio. Ah, P. Diddy.
Faith Evans.
Isn't that ironic? Like 1997, and we heard it all the way back in 1983 for the first time.
With the Police.
With the Police. Same song.
I didn't realize that.
Oh. Monica and Brandy.
The boy is
my Aguilera.
Right.
Yes.
Genie in a bottle.
Could you sympathize with me? Never had, yeah, it was. Is it Matchbox 20?
Well, it was that kind of white grungy area.
Oh, that is.
Yes, Bent, Matchbox 20, quite right.
Am
no,
I the only one where, like, these songs are just evoking so much? Now.
This is Eve, Let Me Blow Your Mind.
Yes.
Went to fun.
Drop your glasses, shake your asses, face screwed up.
I'll be on pay!
Oh, it's Mr. Herpes.
The Herp.
Mr. Herpes. What was his song that I was, it came up the other day?
Let It Burn.
Oh, yeah. Was it Burn? It was something else. But
it was Gold Digger, where you played that portion.
No. It was a Nelly song, and I put the word herpes in instead of something else. It was really funny.
Oh.
I'll try to think of it later.
Come near me, I'll get
lost in it. Nelly Furtado.
That's right.
2007,
Rihanna. Umbrella.
Yeah.
Ella.
Katy Perry.
Katy Perry.
Black Eyed Peas.
Oh, wow. That was 2009, huh? Hmm.
Really?
Yeah, it's a long time ago now.
Eight years.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Eight years.
You're not so young anymore if you know these songs. Katy Perry again.
Fancy Duke's bikinis on top.
Sorry. Okay, what's LMFAO?
LMFAO. Wow.
What is this again?
Carly Rae Jepsen. Call Me Maybe.
One hit wonder.
Oh, Robin Thicke.
He stole that
from Marvin Gaye.
Marvin Gaye, yes, no. That's the right one. Ooh.
How are you doing over there, Amanda? You got these?
Yeah, no, I know all of them.
All right, good. Fan side. That's right. That was 2015. Yeah.
Song always reminds me of Damon.
Does it?
Yeah.
Drake.
Yeah, 2016. Grips on your waist, front way, back way. You know that I don't play. Streets not safe, but I never run away. Even when I'm away. Alright, so there we are. Now we're just going to choose the one for 2017.
Have those been released yet? Or did they get released?
Well, I mean, it's summer in the Northern Hemisphere now. So
whatever's big now, basically.
Whatever's near the top of the charts right
Charlie
now.
Charlie Poof.
Charlie Poof.
Wow.
Isn't that cool? A little stroll down memory lane. That was fun.
It's interesting, like, what you actually remember from those songs or where you were. So for me, a lot of the memories came in, like, with the late 90s.
It's because you only started existing in the late 90s.
Exactly.
I mean, when Richard Marx was doing, wherever you go, whatever you do, your dad wasn't even looking at your mom in a romantic way.
I just heard some of those tracks from, like, DJing days, because back when I moved to Johannesburg, I used to play, like, hip-hop and commercial sets.
Yeah.
Along with the house I used to play. And those songs were like, oh, gosh, I remember being there. I went to some of the grimiest places in the greater Gauteng area.
Because for me,
what was the grimiest place you went to?
Secunda.
Oh.
Bourbon Street in Secunda. There was one speaker, Jesus. I think, the whole place.
Did you have to disinfect yourself afterwards?
Yeah, it was rough, Gareth. Oh. There was this room that was just basically, it just smelled like meth, and it was dark. Mm. There was like half a UV light. And women actually physically wore choke chains. Not like chokers, as in fashion, as in choke chains from like a pet store.
That's normal.
That's rough.
Yeah, right now, if you had to look at Billboard, the song of the summer would be Despacito. Oh,
okay.
Terrible song.
What?
Well, do you prefer number two? Wah, wah, wah.
Yes, actually.
Wah, wah, wah.
I'll take Rihanna over Despacito right now.
Wah, 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 wah.
Wah, wah.
I would love her to just use
Ella.
One or two real words.
That's not really.
It's Ella,
Right, that's it.
I think she's genius because most of the girls singing along to her are so shit faced with the dance hall. All they can do is go.
That's what makes her successful.
Oh, this Rihanna. Her songs really get me.
And you know what? If you think about it, she's only doing in lyrics. What Mariah Carey does in dance. She's like, just doesn't give a shit anymore. She's just kind of.
I saw a tweet about Mariah that said Mariah's two performances away from taking a nap on stage now. That's right. CliffCentral.com.